It's an amazing sight. As you walk through the main entrance of the Santa Barbara Museum of Art, you literally encounter a sleeping giant. It's a 26-foot-long inflatable sculpture which is stretched out across the back wall of the museum's Ludington Hall. A fan keeps it inflated. The Buddha-like work is on its side, sleeping on a pillow. It draws all kinds of reactions from museum visitors.
I think it reminds me of, like, pop art.
It is kind of overwhelming. It's, you know, but it kind of draws you in, you know. It's like he's very peaceful.
I feel very zen.
While the work is inspired by a 12th-century Buddha, it's actually intended to be a representation of life, death, and consciousness.
The inspiration is a personal event in my life. My father passed away. And he passed away alone, and no one really understood what he was going through at that moment. And I reflected upon that. I reflected upon my own wondering about what is going to happen when I reach that event in my life.
Artist Louis DeSoto says the work, called Parinirvana, or self-portrait, incorporates some of his features, including his face, in the giant inflatable sculpture.
The Buddha is being depicted as passing away when he's in the reclining position. I decided to place my face on the Buddha, but instead of creating a hard sculpture, I created something soft and mutable, such as this inflatable. That reflects back on the idea that we don't understand or know what it feels like to die. The piece, in a sense, is empty. It doesn't have a solidity to it like we might think of other kinds of materials. And it reflects back directly on that idea that we don't understand what that feels like.
The artist says the sculpture is made out of painted vinyl-infused cloth and relies on the fan you hear in the background to stay inflated.
It's a model of the idea of power in the breath. One of the aspects of Buddhist meditation is controlling and understanding the breath. So if you think about it, this Buddha is inhaling all day long, and then at the end of the day, about half an hour before the museum closes, the piece is unplugged, and it exhales. And that exhalation is the other half of the breathing power. But in this case, it's also the extinguishing of the life of the Buddha.
The Santa Barbara Museum, which commissioned the work, says it's getting a huge response.
Amused, delighted, it certainly is provocative. It's a very thoughtful work.
Santa Barbara Museum of Art Director and CEO Larry Feinberg says they're hosting a special event this coming Sunday at 2:30, where the artist will sit down and talk with the public about the sculpture.
We're going to have Louis DeSoto here with Pico Iyer, a brilliant author who's written a very important book on the Dalai Lama. And they're going to talk about the work and about Louis's work in general and about Buddhism.
This work is the fourth in a series of inflatable sculptures by DeSoto, which are on display around the country. What does he hope people see in the work?
You know, I've never had an expectation of what people see in my work. I know what some of my interests are, and so I'm always surprised by what people see in it. A lot of people have had losses in their lives, and they can relate to that. Children think it's just a fun, crazy thing, and they want to squeeze it. So I don't really have an expectation.
Parinirvana will be on display through July 31st at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.